for Natalie Young for Easley.
I think today it's going to be a nice race for my elite way bit.
What would you do with my dollar today?
I'd probably go each way and Breezley for a bit of value.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Divine Caprice beats Sunset Eagle. Breezley rocketed home at the end.
Third seven, Breezley, 3:20.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Yes, you betcha we do. And we're heading north this morning for some early mail.
So is that another winner on Friday?
You betcha it was.
We've had an extraordinary run.
We are back.
That spreadsheet must be out of control.
It is looking very, very good. It's plus 1750 in the black. With the black,
are we?
Yeah, plus 1750.
That's good.
My word of this, we're playing with their cash.
Fantastic.
Terrific result.
Hey, Murray James is the track manager at Mildura, the beautiful Mildura, and it has been excellent weather up there. I'm not sure if you know, Daniel, but my dad's been playing cricket up there.
Has he?
Veterans tournament.
What tournament's that?
Well, I don't know what it is, but he's playing state cricket. And the weather's been great, unlike what it has been in Melbourne. Murray, good morning.
Morning, boys.
How's the weather looking today?
The weather's looking quite good. It's, there's not a cloud in the sky, but we've had a little bit of a frost overnight, so it's only 4 degrees here at the moment.
Frost?
So,
jeez.
But it's supposed to get to 20, 21 today, so it won't be too bad.
Perfect. How does the track look?
The track should be good. We haven't raced for 16 months, so it should be all right. I'm hoping that I've got it right.
16 months? You must have been a bit nervous in the build-up to this, being such a long break.
I'd actually forgotten what I had to do.
So what does it look like? Give us all the details.
We're racing on a good floor, and it's penetrometer 4.8, and a great mat of grass on it, so, and it's fairly even. We had a couple go around yesterday, and they seem to think it's pretty even, so hopefully it plays out like that today.
I'm going out on a limb here thinking that the rail might be in the true position.
Sorry, yes, it is, certainly is. It doesn't
good.
Change very much, only once a year it changes, so no, it's in true position.
Excellent. Well, good luck today, Murray. I hope it all goes well with the new track.
Thank you, fellas.
Good stuff, Murray James there at Mildura. Good four, rail true. Everyone's happy about that. I'm sure Paul Pushker is, who joins us today. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, man. How are you?
We are well, thank you, pal. How's your world?
No complaints.
Well, that's positive. It's a good start to the day. No complaints.
No, they'll listen anyway.
That's a fair point. Now, what do you got for us? Five today at Mildura. First one of those is in the first race, Distress Signal, who's been out of action for a little while. What's happened to Distress Signal?
Oh, look, just to raise the flag, late mature in thought, and not much, didn't show much, so we're having a head-off jumping with him anyway, so we'll kick him off here and off to the hurdle trials, and we'll see what he's got.
Righto, so it's race one, number two, not overly a winning chance, you wouldn't think?
Wouldn't think.
Righto, okay. Race two, number four is Persefair, who is first up today, or first career start, a plus here. Gelding, what's Persefair showing you at home?
Yeah, look, nice stay and thought. 1,200, he'll be presentable. Wouldn't think he's sort of, want a lot further to get the job done,
Yep, right, okay, so might need to have a bit of a look at race two, number four, for future days. Race three, you got two going around. Hafthor is number six, who's got the inside gate, who's a career first starter, Eurozone Gelding. And then you've got number nine, Miss Havana Cosmic, who is also having its first career start. Havana Gold Mare, a four-year-old. So you've taken some time with these two. What can you tell us?
Look, the Eurozone fella, Hathor, he's a hard, tough type of horse. Both going to be 2,000-metre types. Hoping, 1,400 first up. They're somewhere amongst it,
Righto, okay. So around about the mark there for those two. Then you've got race four, number nine, Vivacious Award, who is first up this campaign's favourite at the tab. What can you tell us?
Yeah, look, come through this prep, matured out, and come back to this prep, nice horse. Query at 1,000, but she knows the job and want to get it done. She's probably my best hope,
Righto, well, we'll take that. We'll take race four, number nine, Vivacious Award is the best, and take the 270 and run, Paul. We hope you have a great day at Mildura today. Appreciate your time.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
Good stuff. Paul Pruska with us on the early mail. Race four, number nine, Vivacious Award. We'll take the 270 McWhitey, just to add to the spreadsheet. We'll keep that rolling like it has been beautifully in the last couple of weeks. So that's what's happening there. Race four, number nine at Mildura today. Of the SMS, the Mildura track manager job would have to be the best job in the world. 16 months. Now, COVID hit last year, which certainly concerned things. Yes, that's you've had time to get that right, the Mildura Tracks. It should be a beautiful day up there in a beautiful part of the world. Good luck if you're getting involved, and good luck if you're over 70 and playing cricket today as well. News time, Johnny Bowden with all the latest, and I can see Jim Bartel. He's ready to roll to go through round 4 action in the AFL after the break. The Monday Footy Review.